Come on, Cece. Faith is. There's always hope. Welcome to Women in Ministry on the Move. I'm your host, Pashawn Allen. Thank you so much for joining us. Man, I love that song by Cece Winans called, Well, All Right. It's all right. It's going to be all right. Hope thou in God. We're continuing with our hope series. I just came to encourage you for a few minutes to let you know God has not forgotten you. You know, he has not forgotten your prayers. Keep the faith. Don't get discouraged. Don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. Keep your head up. Keep your faith up. And know that God is still on the throne. And he hears your prayers. He's still with you and for you. Hallelujah. Again, I don't own any rights to that music. That is one of the women of God that I look up to and love. That is Cece Winans. I'm going to meet her again one day. I had the wonderful opportunity to see her in concert, and she took the time. She was also selling a book that she had written at the time, and she took the time to sign books and shake people's hands and greet people. We were like, oh my gosh. Yes, and she's just as beautiful and pretty as in person as she is on her video. So again, welcome to Women in Ministry on the Move. I'm your host, Pashawn Allen, VerKRadio.com. That's where you go to listen to this hot show and the rest of the hot shows on this podcast platform. We're global, and we're ready to help you get your podcast started. Go ahead and download the Pashawn app, okay? And you can listen to any podcast you want with the click of a button right at your fingertips. Boom, right there. Pashawn, right there at your fingertips for all the podcasts that you want to listen to. You can check us out on any platform, and we're there. Today, I want to talk about fear over faith and keeping hope alive in your heart. Okay? I just want to talk to you about fear over faith. Every time we turn on the television, it's nothing but gloom, doom, and despair. And so if you saturate and drench yourself with that, of course, you're going to speak what you fill yourself up with. So we want to have faith over fear. Okay. We always want to have faith over fear. Okay. Not fear over faith, faith over fear. Faith versus fear. What is the difference? We want to talk about that, and we want to, look into that. So faith over fear doesn't mean that you don't feel afraid. It means that you will not let your fear consume you or your actions. Faith over fear tells me that I'm able to go there and get what I need. And, if I need to go out to the store, I'm trusting God. Psalms 91 is my canopy protection in the name of Jesus that, God, I believe in you that no plague shall not come nigh my dwelling in the name of Jesus. And I'm trusting God. You know what I'm saying? And I'm doing my due diligence. I'm washing my hands. I'm sanitizing. I'm social distancing. But God, I don't want to be paralyzed by fear. I choose to say we're living in Goshen. Amen. And so faith is a feeling of hope, a feeling of conviction and belief in God. You understand? Fear, sometimes fear, Apostle Holcomb, our wonderful overseer who's in heaven, he taught us that fear is false evidence appearing real. It's like a dragon. We don't see dragons flying, do we? It's not real, and sometimes we can build our fears up greater than our faith. And we don't want to do that. We want to build up our faith by praying in our most holy language. You know what I'm saying? As the book of Jude tells us to pray in the spirit, amen, and pulling others out of the fire. So we want to pray in faith, you know. And it's okay. We're human. We are a spirit that live in a body that has a soul, you know, and our soul is our will, mind, and emotions. And so you can be afraid and still have faith, meaning, listen, if you need to step out and do something, and you're like, oh, I'm a little nervous, I'm a little scared, but you still do it, that's faith. That's faith. You're stepping out on faith, and you're not holding back in fear. You're still moving forward on the things of God that you believe God to do. Okay? You know, I like Isaiah 43:1 that says, don't fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. God actually commands us not to fear or worry. The phrase fear not is used at least 80 times or more in the Bible, most likely because he knows Satan uses fear to decrease our hope and limit our victories and just challenge us. You know what I'm saying? But I'm reminded, this is the example that God gave me, you know. Satan can't make us do anything. He can only present it. And it's up to us if we take what he's presenting. You know what I'm saying? That's why if you read the Bible, it says, take no thought. Don't take the thought. Don't take any evil thoughts. Don't take any fearful thoughts. You understand? But take the faith thoughts. You know, fill your mouth and your mind with the word of God. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. Psalms 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. You understand? Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for. Last week we talked about hope thou in God. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God. I just love that. You know, the Bible says perfect love casts out all fear. 1 John 4:18. You know, so God is a God of love. He is love. And so if we're feeling paralyzed with fear, we have to remember who is our Savior, who is our God, who is our Lord and Savior. And we have to stand on the word of God. God, you have not given me a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, it says, an anxious heart weighs a man down, but a kind word cheers him up. We're talking about, what does the Bible say about fear, anxiety, and worry? Proverbs 12, verse 25. I sought the Lord. Come on, this is Psalms 34:4. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Hallelujah. Don't be anxious about anything. Oh, it's so comforting. God is talking to us. He's telling us, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, in prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7. God knows the things that we're dealing with. It doesn't surprise him. You understand? So we need to continue to stand on the word of God and continue no matter what we're going through. And it's difficult. He knows it's difficult, but he's with us, you know. And so this is one of my favorite scriptures, Psalms 42. You can read the whole thing, but here's verse 5. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my God, my Savior and my God. I'm telling you, every time I read that, for I will yet praise him. In the midst of COVID-19, I will yet praise you. In the midst of coronavirus, I will yet praise you. And the things that's going on with my children, my job, oh God, in the name of Jesus, everything that this social unrest, God, you are still God. You're still on the throne. You're still King of Kings and Lord of Lords, oh God. And we count you faithful. We count you worthy. We count you able in the name of Jesus. You're the lifter up of our heads, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You said you would never leave us
nor forsake us. So when I hear that scripture, for I will yet praise him, I'm talking about Psalms 42:5. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why are you so disturbed within me? Huh? You can put your name in there. Why are you downcast, oh my soul? Come on, Pashawn. Why are you disturbed, Pashawn? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him. You need to yet praise him, my Savior and my God. And you can just make it personal and say, God, I praise you. I give you all the glory, oh God, for everything, oh God. And no matter what's going on in this world, oh God, I pray that you comfort those who have lost loved ones due to COVID-19, those who are grieving, oh God, that you strengthen their hearts and that you comfort them, oh God, that you would give them, oh God, the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We bind the spirit of depression, we cast it out, and we loose the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, oh God. God, I thank you, oh God, for giving them strength. Oh God, God is faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. God hasn't forgotten us, and we need to know that. Don't let the enemy silence you. Use your words. Don't we teach our three-year-olds, use your words. And that's what the Lord ministered to me. Don't let the enemy silence you, you know, because then we start internalizing. We start thinking about everything that's going on that we got going on in our lives. And we can say, you know what, God, I will yet trust you. When I can't trace you, I trust you. God, in the name of Jesus, I know, God, you are still with me. You love me. You sent your only begotten son to die for me, oh God, in the sins of the world, once and for all, God. You know I need you, oh God. I can't survive in this world without you. God has given us his Holy Spirit. He has given us his Holy Spirit. And so, Holy Spirit, you said you would lead and guide me into all truth. Do so. Do so, Father, in the name of Jesus. Come on, let's continue in the word. Psalms 55:22-23. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. God is telling us what to do. I'm sorry, that was 1 Peter 5:6-7, but you can also read Psalms 55:22-23. That was 1 Peter that I just read. 1 Peter 5:6-7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast, like a fisherman casting a net, casting his fishing pole. It's intentional. It's purposeful. Okay? Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. I love this. This is Luke 12:22-26. Listen, this is the NIV version. We're here talking about hope and faith over fear. Faith over fear. Hallelujah. And it ain't the other way. Fear over faith. We're talking about faith over fear. What does the Bible say about faith? And what does the Bible say about fear? That's what we're doing. So let's look at Luke 12:22-26. Hallelujah. It says, then Jesus said to his disciples, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, or what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? I mean, come on. God is talking to us where we are, right where we are. He says we are more valuable than birds. We have to agree with him. Come in agreement with God and say, God, you're right. I am more valuable than a bird, Lord. Thank you. Bird, and he, look how he clothed them. Hallelujah. Okay, so we're going to talk about why. Let's go to Proverbs. Let's go to Proverbs 3:5-8. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment, hallelujah, to your bones. That's Proverbs 3:5-8. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. He's telling us how to be healthy. Don't worry. Don't have anxiety. Don't fear. Don't try to lean to our own understanding, but to trust in the Lord. I'm telling you, I just believe if we just fully believe God, say, God, I just believe you according to your word that you would do what you said you would do. I believe God would do some serious miracles, what we call miracles, but to him, it's just him doing what he does. It's just him being God our Father. I believe that we say, God, we need this, oh God, or we need that, and I trust you. God, I'm not going to tell you how to get it to me. I just believe that you're going to get it to me. We will see the hand of God move even greater in our lives. So we need to start confessing that, praying that daily if we're not. Hallelujah. I am just here to encourage you and to give you hope. Okay? The Bible says in Philippians 4:19, and my God will meet all your needs, all my needs, according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God. Romans 8:26-28. The Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans and words that cannot express. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints of God in accordance with God's will. That's good. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. God got us. God's got us. He got our backs. He got us. Hallelujah. Let's just show the Lord every day that we trust him. You understand? We need to put our hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. That's Psalms 131:1. Put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, God is so good. We need to trust the Lord with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. The Bible says in Philippians 4:13, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Hallelujah. Let me read this one. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Hebrews 13:6. So we say with confidence. Come on, we say it with confidence. The Lord is my helper. Hallelujah. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Hebrews 13:6. Lord, I give you glory. I give you honor, God, and praise in the name of Jesus. I'm going to look at some other scriptures about faith. More scriptures of faith. God tells us so much not to fear, you know. He tells us over and over again, do not fear. Listen to this scripture. I love this. This is 1 Peter 3. Do not fear what they fear. Do not be frightened. Keep in a clear conscience so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. It is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. Hallelujah. Amen. Do not be anxious for anything, about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Philippians 4:6-7. Cast all your worries and your cares on God. That's what he wants us to do. Hallelujah. My God, I just love it. Amen. All right. So I'm just telling you, I wanted to encourage you today. Faith over fear. Faith over fear. Christ has given us the victory. He died for us once and for all. And we need to choose every day. Choose faith over fear. Faith Christ over Corona. Huh? Christ over Corona. And all things. Every day, Christ over Corona. God, I thank you that we're protected. God, you're covering us in the name of Jesus. God, for everyone that has lost a loved one,
Lord, I pray that you comfort them and strengthen them in the name of Jesus, and that everything will be covered and taken care of, oh God. I pray for those who are suffering from coronavirus right now in the hospital. God, I pray that they shall live and not die according to the will and the word of God in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for extending life. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you that their lungs are working in the name of Jesus, God. Give the doctors, give them, God, what to use. Let them use what they have, oh God. And give the doctors, God, the nurses, wisdom on what to give them, oh God, what medicine to give them, what antibody, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I give you praise. I give you glory, God. All the nurses and doctors, God, give them wisdom right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you right now. Protect them. Protect their lives, oh God. Every hospital that's overran, oh God, I thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. God, give strength to the workers, oh God. Give strength to the sick, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you that all the medical supplies they need, they have on hand in the name of Jesus, because we're all in this together. And Father, we need you. We need you, oh God. We bind the spirit of infirmity. We bind this virus and cast it out in the name of Jesus, that we lose healing and health and virtue back into the earth, oh God. Hallelujah. And we give you praise, oh God. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you glory and honor. And we magnify your name, God. There's nobody like you, Lord. You're so faithful. You're so wonderful, God. We need you. Thank you right now. Come on. Use your faith. Faith over fear. Faith over fear. Use your faith. Use your words. You know, pray the word of God. Hallelujah. God is with us. He hasn't forgotten us, and he never will. He never will. And if you haven't given your life to Jesus, please do so. Do so. Give your life to Jesus. All you have to do is go to the book of Romans. Go to Romans chapter 10, and I'm going to read this to you. And I'm going to start with the Message Bible. Hallelujah. Because I want you to hear. And then we'll go to the King James Version. Okay? Amen. So this is Romans chapter 10. Normally I start with verse 9, but I'm going to start with verse 4. The early revelation was intended simply to get us ready for the Messiah, who then puts everything right for those who trust in him to do it. Moses wrote that anyone who insists on using the law code to live right before God soon discovers it is not so easy. Every detail of life regulated by fine print. But trusting God to shape the right living in us is a very different story. No precarious climb up to heaven to recruit the Messiah. No dangerous descent into hell to rescue the Messiah. So what exactly was Moses saying? The word that saves is right here, as near as the tongue in your mouth, as close as the heart in your chest. Wow, that's the Message Bible. Now, come on, we're going to go to the King James Version. So, this is Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, okay? Or we're going to do 9 through 11. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Hallelujah. Listen to me. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Listen, if you say, Lord, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and I believe in my heart that you, God, raised Jesus from the dead, you said I will be saved. You're saved right now, right there. So welcome to the family. Welcome to the family of God. We welcome you in, and we know God is going to bless you. I pray God will fill you and baptize you with his Holy, Holy Spirit, precious Holy Spirit. And Lord, place them in a good church. Plant them, oh God, in a good church and good soil so they can grow. In the name of Jesus. Listen, if you're giving your life to Jesus Christ, let me know on Facebook, on Women in Ministry on the Move. Go there and let me know. Hallelujah. We love you. God bless you. And we'll talk to you next week on Women in Ministry on the Move. God bless you. Remember, God is with you. And it's going to be all right. Come on, Cece.